أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers, sisters, it is a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss His beautiful words, the words of revelation, the word of al-wahi al-ilahi al-Qur'an al-Kareem, the Holy Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be closer and closer to Him. The hadith said, the best of you, the best people among you, are the ones who teach the Quran and learn it. Ya subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us and make us among the best people. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, ya Rabbil alameen, ameen. This chapter, which is called Surat At-Takathur, it is number 102 of the Holy Quran. It is Makkiyah, or the one that has been brought down in Mecca, and it has eight verses. This chapter is another chapter that gives a person a great morality, gives a person a good ethics, and how to deal with this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a warning not to be so much involved in this dunya. This dunya, if we concentrated on it, we are losers. What am I saying by concentrating on it? In other words, the purpose works for the dunya, for the sake of dunya, gaining dunya, not for what is beyond. It's just like a little kid. Have you ever seen when you point at something? What does that mean? It means, please look at that. But when a little kid doesn't understand what you're saying, he may concentrate on the finger. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya pointing at the akhirah. Because this dunya is limited, this dunya is small, this dunya is short. Everybody knows that even with the most richness, with the most wealth, still we have problems. So therefore, don't concentrate here. Concentrate at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing, which is al-akhirah. Also, he many times mentioned it in the Holy Quran, that this world is a farm for the Akhirah. Cultivate it so you gain your fruits over there. However, what is this dunya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. You became busy. Al-Hakum, the original word is lahu. Lahu is something that you do, such as playing, in which you completely become unaware. You become in a state of heedlessness, doing whatever you're doing. That is what lahu. So what happened is, doing at-takathur, increasing. At-takathur is increasing. Increasing what? Whatever you are concentrating on. Whatever it is. And this dunya is well known. A lot of people, for instance, you see them try to gain wealth. Money, money, and money, and nothing else but money. Now, fine. Don't take me wrong. I'm not saying gaining money is bad. Gaining money is good if, again, you use it for the hereafter. Let me give you a little hadith or story. One person, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was giving a speech about how a person is not supposed to be concentrating on money. He went to Rasulullah saying, "Ya Rasulullah, then I'm a bad person." He said, "Why you are a bad person?" He said, "Because I always concentrate on money. I would like to gain more and more money." Rasulullah asked him, "Why? Why do you want to gain money?" See, this is the question. Ask yourself, why? Do you want to gain money just to make yourself richer and richer and richer by the day, or no? The issue is something else, something beyond. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, really I want to gain money so I can make my family live a little bit more comfortable. I would like to get a little better future for my children, dunya and akhirah, the hereafter. I would like to gain money so when I see a poor person, I will help him. If I see an orphan on the way, I will embrace him. I will take care of him. Kafalatul yateen." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi smiled. He said, "Then you are not gaining money for the sake of money. This is for the sake of akhirah. So you are doing it so to cultivate your akhirah. So this is not the issue. The issue is al-haakum takathur. That's it. You're concentrating on gaining. What are the things that we may gain? Really, there are many issues. Let's be careful. Let's be aware of our situation. So when we get busy, we enjoy that increase and we want more and more and more of it. What for what sake? Nothing but to have more and more and more of it. I would like, for instance, a person, if he said, "I would like to gain the money, to gain more money. I would like the numbers in the bank to be more and more and more. My 100,000 becomes 200,000. My 200,000 becomes 500,000. My 500 becomes 1,000,000. And so forth. This is what takathur is. Or other issues. For instance, some people would like to have children. And children, and should they just feel good if they say, "How many children do you have?" Say, "Well, I have 6, now I have 8, now I have 10. I have 12 children, now I have 15 children. Others, maybe they concentrate on land, for instance. "Boy, I have 1 acre, I have 5 acres, I have 10 acres, I have 100 acres, and so forth. I don't know where, what they're going to do with it if it's not cultivated for the sake of Allah or the hereafter. Others, they would like to gain a position, you know, whether it's on the army, navy, or in the any establishment, you know, being from a normal employee to the manager, to a supervisor, to the vice president, the president, CEO, whatever it is, just going up and up and up and up. And again, what for? If it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, go ahead. But if it's not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that warning. Al-haakum al-takathur. You got busy. You got completely heedlessness. In a state of heedlessness. You are unaware of your concentration. Suddenly, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Suddenly, you will see that you are visiting somewhere. What is that somewhere? Hatta zurtum, you are visiting al-maqabir. What is al-maqabir? The graves. Ya subhanallah. Then it is an eye-opening, isn't it? Then you will see, wow, ya subhanallah, all of these millions that I have collected and I did not use to cultivate my hereafter, suddenly it remains not only in the bank, but also it will be a source of enjoyment for the others. God forbid, maybe even the haram. La ilaha illallah, you know, when you work so hard in order to make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and suddenly a person dies and it goes inheritance, the rest of the family, they gain hundreds of thousands of dollars without working for it. Yes, subhanAllah, what do you think? It may be a cause for them to, God forbid, go astray, and you may even, get punished for it. Because why didn't you at least work on these guys in order to make them better, morally, ethically, socially, religiously, spiritually, virtuously, make them virtual. So when they have money in their hands, they will not abuse it. That's a problem. Yes, sometimes we are responsible for untraining our children or whoever is going to have the money. Alhaakumut takatur, a great warning. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Brothers, may Allah bless you, inshaAllah ta'ala, brothers, sisters. Yes, do we know when are we dying? Do you know when is the time of the death? Nobody knows. Among the secret things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept for himself, and that is truly for our own benefit. It is a great benefit not to know when we are dying. So we will work more and more and more. We will not be hopeless. If we knew that we're going to die in about 6 months or so, we would completely be despondent. We lose hope. We do not want to work. And if you want to see that, go to the hospital, to go to the ones that the physician or the doctor tells them, I'm so sorry, cancer has been spread in your body, and you only have 3, 4, 5 months to live. You see that he loses all of the hope in this life. He becomes fully despondent, sad. Whereas, ya subhanAllah, the person who does not know that he will die in 1 week, he doesn't know. You see him happy, joyous, going back and forth to wherever he wants, getting ready for this, getting ready for that. You know, subhanAllah, as you know, there is these two angels, Raqib and Atid, that are being with us at all times. One writes the bad sins, one writes the good sins in our pages of life. And suddenly we go, let's say, and we sign a contract in order to buy something in a 30-year format, or not even a 30, just 4-year format, 5-year format. You know how funny it is? We are filled with hope, signing papers for the next 5 years. Whereas these angels looking at the book of our life and they say, well, now this guy does not have but 5 more pages. He has only 5 more days. And he is signing issues, papers, as if he's going to live another 30 years. Yes, subhanAllah. It is really funny. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابَرُ. You never know. Always be on your guard. Always try to think for your hereafter. You know, a lot of Muslims, when they pray jama'ah prayer, may Allah bless them, inshaAllah ta'ala, truly may Allah bless them. I see that, and pray as if you're praying your last prayer. seems like somebody had come and told you, brother, you have one more prayer to pray and then you die afterwards. Can you imagine how would you pray? So always be on that guard and pray as if it is your last prayer. Consider your day as if it's your last day. You do the deeds, you catch up with everything, you reckon, you account yourself before the day of reckoning. Lord, I'm ready. If you want to take me today, I'm ready. I have nothing else piled up. Ya subhanAllah, truly may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that spirit, ready to face our beautiful, loving, caring, merciful Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta zurtumul maqam. Then, what's that? He said, Kalla sawfa ta'lam. Then suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, nay, you will know. What you will know? Kalla sawfa ta'lam. Nay, you will know. Suddenly, when they put you in that grave, you will know everything. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another chapter in the Holy Quran said, once that death arrived, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ عَنْهُ تَحِيدٌ فَإِذَا جَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ عَنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. Then later on he says, فَبَصَارُكَ الْيَوْمِ حَدِيدٌ. Once death comes, suddenly you see everything clearly. Not you will see everything clearly, but kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Then also you will know it as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated it. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. In addition to the word thumma, thumma means later on. And nay, sawfa again is for a distance future. ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. What is this second issue about knowledge? What would I know again? It is the time where I will resurrect. SubhanAllah. See, brothers, what do we have? This is only the fourth stage of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in a spiritual format. Now let me kind of put it quickly in a few words of session. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our eyes, open our hearts, open our spirits, and we will see the things from the other eyes beside this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in a spiritual form. Way before Adam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And he taught us, we went to his school, how good we were, how bad we were back then affected these lives, later on lives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam in order to test us. This world, the dunya world, the mundane world, is the world of a test. This is where we will be put in a strainer and separate the good from the bad, or as they say, separate the men from the boys. He created us in a state of spirit. That's one state. And then he said, now I want to test you. So what he did is he assigned every spirit to Adam called Alam al-Dhar. Alam al-Dhar, one molecule, one Adam. Alam al-Dhar, the world of atoms. And then, after that, Allah put us in the men, whoever they are, in order to transform us, that's the second stage, to the womb of our mothers. Once we are in the womb of our mothers, we are there for the 9 months and a few period, a little period of time, in which they destine things for us. We will, where we will be, what mother and a father, which country, how many days, how many hours, how much we eat, and so forth. Whom we were going to get married, and so forth. But the choice is ours, and then we come into this world. Things will be deleted, so we will be acting with our instinct, the good instinct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. Fitrat Allah. Allah put us on a good instinct. If we don't change it, we change it, unfortunately. At the age of 13-ish, we will become of age as boys, and 9, of course, mind you, this is lunar years, not solar years. At this stage, we will be of age. In other words, things will be wajib upon us. That is of age. At that date and up, fasting will be wajib. Praying will be wajib. Khums will be wajib. Hajj will be wajib. Whichever the conditions allowed, it is wajib upon us to do. All the 10 furu' ad-deen, remember our religion is 5 usul ad-deen and 10 furu' ad-deen, they will be wajib upon us. And then we grow, and then we become older and older and older, and we die. Now, if we spend this period, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in a play of gaining worthless things, that does not, we do not use it for the hereafter, such as money, such as even wrong education. A lot of people, they say, well, why you're going to school all of these years? Killing yourself during the days and nights, sleepless nights. Why? So, well, so I could get a better grade. Okay, fine. What a better grade? So I could get a bigger, better degree. Okay, fine. What for? So I could have a good job, make money, and then what? You know, so I have a good retirement. Truly, if you stop him, his whole life is empty. So wait a minute, you're working so hard only for your retirement. What about after retirement? That is, if you lived, if a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, you know, do you know how many people I know that they worked so hard until, ya subhanAllah, the day that they graduated as PhD, they were waiting for a good job, they died on the way to work. Ya subhanAllah. And I remember the father crying bitterly, saying, I waited so long for my son to be productive, and he's not there anymore. Is that whom you relied on, a son? Or should we rely on the powerful maker that makes things and never dies? وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. SubhanAllah. Truly may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our pure imams. They give us good lessons. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Then suddenly you know, kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Why? Because it's death, because we are in the grave, now we have a knowledge. Thumma, later on, also you will know again. What do you know? Is when you will be resurrected. SubhanAllah. That's the fifth stage. Purgatory, from the time of death to the resurrection. That's the end of the fifth stage. And then the sixth stage, which is forever and ever and ever. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. Now why don't you right now work on certainty, on the knowledge of certainty. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. If you know the knowledge, that's called the knowledge of certainty. What is this knowledge of certainty? The knowledge of certainty is the knowledge of the hereafter.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second verse, in the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, He said, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ Those who know the knowledge of the hereafter and they become certain on it. Become certain with it. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you knew, back then you see it. Why don't you concentrate now? Devote some time to see what is the purpose of this life. Where we're going to go. What will happen? What lies over there? What do we need for this road? How can I prepare myself to get there? I'm going to get there anyway. Is there anyone that does not die? Please answer this question and tell everybody else around you. There is no one on the face of the earth that will not die. Even Jibreel dies. Even the archangel of death, Israel, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, dies. Except Allah doesn't die. So, since we're going to die, what lies afterwards? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you knew the knowledge of certainty, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ You will see the hellfire. And then once you see it, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ Then you will see it as if you have seen it. Now, brother, certainty, if we may discuss this issue, certainty has degrees. What do I mean by certainty? Let's say that at a certain time, I don't know where are you from, but wherever you're from, originally, if you're from United States, Michigan, Alabama, Indiana, Texas, wherever you're from, or if you're from abroad, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, wherever you're from. Let's say that you came to the United States. Now, these are degrees of certainty. If someone said, do you know of Japan? He said, yes, I know Japan. Said, but Japan does not exist. He said, listen, what do you mean by it does not exist? You're sure that Japan does exist. However, if... Let's say that you are from Iran. And he said, do you know of Iran? He said, well, of course I know of Iran. He said, Iran does not exist. You know, suddenly you look at him and said, man, I am from Iran. You are certain of the existence of Iran. Let's say that you're from Lebanon. And if someone told you Lebanon does not exist, to you, it is not the same as Japan does not exist. You believe that Japan exists. But since you did not put your feet in there, since you did not see the country, the degree of certainty is lower. But Lebanon or Iran or Iraq, you've been there, you've set your feet in there, you've seen the people, you've seen the country, you've seen the cultures. It takes a person much, much harder to convince you that Lebanon doesn't exist. It could be even impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, back then, it is not that you see, if you have the knowledge of certainty, you will see the hellfire. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ Then you will see it as a certain. See, right now, if I tell you, God forbid, if someone said, well, what do you mean by hell and heaven? They don't exist. I mean, God forbid, with a simpler mind, they may get convinced. I mean, although he knows for sure that he is dying, he knows for sure that there must be a purpose for this world. But ya subhanAllah, you see that it may take him a short period of convincing, and he says, well, okay, then there is no such a thing as hell, fire, or heaven. God forbid. But when you see the hellfire, then your knowledge becomes certain. Remember the degrees of certainty. And then nothing can unconvince you. Nothing can take the proof away from you. And then what happens? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. What is this na'im? Then you will be asked about the blessings. Now, what is this blessing? Because truly, the blessing is our faith, is the faith of Islam. The blessing is the belief of Amir al-Mu'mineen being the true Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. This is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in our daily prayer, saying, Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ni'mah. Now there is a difference between ni'mah and na'im. Ni'mah is the blessing that you're in. Na'im is something that will not end forever. So this na'im is in the heaven. But they will be asked about whatever na'im that was given you here. Instead of you sitting down and counting the money, how much there are. Al-haakum al-takathur. Or sit down and count the, for instance, how many acres of land that you have. In these acres, how many heads of cattle, of sheep, or chicken, for instance, that they have. Sit down and count the other inside blessings that Allah gave you, the blessing of mind, the blessing of thinking, the blessings of intellect, the blessing of believing in Ahlul Bayt, the true successor of Rasulullah, Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, that day in whom he said, إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمُ الثَّقْلَيْنِ or الثَّقْلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهِ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهِ. The reason why I went into this detail is because a lot of people think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about Na'im. When he said Na'im, is he, yes, how many dollars did I give you? Well, I gave you $500,000. Is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned about? What kind of a land did I give you? Was it nice? Was it bad? Well, yes, God forbid. We will be asked about these. Don't take me wrong, I'm not saying. But there are bigger issues than this na'im. There are much more important issues than a piece of land that I'm going to be buried in it, whether it was 10 acres or a thousand acres, like some of the heads of the countries. No. And na'im, here, the most important thing, the most important is, as the hadith said, al-na'im huwa hubbuna ahl al-bayt wa muwalatina. Ya subhanAllah. So, therefore, and na'im is this. Do you believe in God? Yes, I believe in God. Do you believe in the Prophet? Yes, I believe in Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Do you believe in justice of God? Yes. And do you believe in Imam? Do you love the imams? Do you devote yourself for these imams? As he said, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَسَأَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. All that I want is to love Ahlul Bayt. So therefore, Na'im here is not the one sits down and gets busy with the blessings of money. Is not the one that sits down and counts the blessings of the cattle or pieces of land or his position, how he is growing, or the degrees, how many of them he has, and so forth. Because all of these will be left. Or even the discoveries. And again, don't take me wrong. Yes, if you would like to work these, work them for the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. For that purpose, for the purpose of serving others. But don't leave the main, most important issue, and that is the blessing of loving Ahlul Bayt. On top of Ahlul Bayt, it's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, goes all the way to the 12 apostle, Al-Mahdi al-Muntaqa, Ajjalallah ta'ala, Faraj al-Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us understand more and more His beautiful words, the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us have these exegesis of the Holy Quran, at tafsir, from the true teachers of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be closer and closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله.